Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
Hey, drive safe out there. It is raining quite heavily. And if you do, make sure you get in to know with Jay Southland Tow. That's who Start, Bench, Cut is brought to you by. Jay Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jay Southland Tow. We start off with, your offensive line, guys. Start, Bench, Cut. This is interesting as of week four. Already there, week four of the NFL season. We are past week three, week four today. Get your waiver wires ready on fantasy football and get ready for Mac at 9 o'clock on Sunday. Mac's fantasy show, Start, Bench, Cut.
And go to our Twitter page. I'll tell you who to add on the waiver wire.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's a deep tease.
It's a big waiver wire week, man.
It is.
One more week until the buys start kicking in.
Mm-hmm.
Start, Bench, Cut. Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith. Josh Simmons.
Oh, this is easy. I'm starting Simmons. I'm benching Trey, and I'm cutting Creed.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah. I think I'll do the same.
Say it with your chest.
I don't like it.
Why?
Because
you're
I like
paying
these guys.
Two guys, and you
because
want
we pay them. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And this sucks.
It does.
I don't want to be talking about this.
Right. Oh, when I want to cut players 2 years before they're ready, everybody wants to rip me, and now here we are talking about all these players that maybe we should have looked the other way on, but who am I to say, right?
Mm. Brett Veach has to answer for that.
Yeah, but also him and Andy, they get together, and Clark is part of this as well. What do you guys want to do? Well, let's try to run it back one more. Everybody wants to run everything back one more time. This is the last of that, obviously. You need
maybe it's time to run the other way.
Yeah, yeah, right. Follow your blockers. But no, I think it's easy. Simmons has been one of the best tackles in the NFL this year. One of the best. I think he's ranked third in the NFL this year. And then I'll start Trey or bench Trey, and then I'll cut Creed. I need more out of Creed. I mean, when he's showing the offensive or the defensive lineman the direct route to the quarterback,
that was disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I'm glad that it's working out for Josh Simmons, but so is somebody else.
They announced Josh Simmons, offensive tackle from Ohio State.
I hate this pick, actually. Don't like it. Don't like it.
Start, bench, cut. Yep.
It's going to be that. If that's not the all-timer for, and I'm including 6'10 into the mix as well, of 20 years of this radio station, 20 plus years of this radio station, that's got to be the all-timer.
So good.
I mean, I can think of a couple more. Here's a 20. Anyways.
Yeah.
He would go big man. So start, bench, cut. We go to 2-1 teams. I go to the Lions, the Packers, and the Vikings. And that's NFC North teams as well.
I'm going to start the Vikings because I got a huge man crush on Kevin O'Connell. I mean, that guy.
The Lions and the Packers.
And I'm benching the Lions and I'm cutting the Packers. Whoa. They lost to the Browns, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Lost to the Browns.
I'm going to start the Packers. I'm going to bench the Lions. Although that's going to be a fun race. Lions are better than I expected. And I'm going to cut the Vikings.
Yeah, the Lions are doing some good things for the first 3 weeks. That first week was a big dud, and then they figured it out.
Yeah. They figured it out.
Good for Dan Campbell, you know, sitting at 2-1 right now. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. But they straightened some things out after week one.
He solidified himself to me already. Like, we had those question marks.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good now. I'm good. He's it.
What? Why? Tell me why.
Well, because
tell me why.
Because both the offense and defense have shown real flashes, and they lost both those. That was the question, right? Oh, well, losing the great creative mind, the wonder kid, the whiz guy, and Ben Johnson. They look creative. They look fun. They all go behind Dan Campbell. They're in support of him.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
His combined coordinators are 1-5. Moving on to other topics.
Oh, you mean ones that left his team? Yeah.
Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson.
Yeah,
1-5.
Yeah.
Criticism for the Kansas City Chiefs start bench cut. Harrison Butker, Isaiah Pacheco, Juwan Taylor.
It's tough. I'm going to start the kicker.
Wow.
Yeah, I really am. Like, you have one job, and you've been so good at it. We need you at this point of the year, at this point of this Chiefs era that we're in right now. I got to have a kicker that's not missing extra points and not missing field goals. I'm sorry, Harrison. I need you now more than I needed you 2 years ago. 3 years ago.
So you'd be cutting the kicker, not starting the kicker.
Yeah, cutting the kicker. Yeah, I would start Pacheco, bench Taylor, cut Harrison Butker.
But yeah. I got the way you were doing it as far as like the criticisms. You're starting Butker, but you're cutting. Yeah. Okay, I got you. But you'd start Pacheco? Is that what you said?
Yeah, probably at this point. Yeah, I'm down on Juwan Taylor. It's taken me a long time to get, you know, to that point where I don't like his play anymore.
No,
I need to know if if he was the one that made Travis Kelce react the way that he did, and if he did, Travis Kelce can't be the only one feeling that way. And if other guys on the team are feeling that way, and Juwan Taylor is affecting other guys and prohibiting other guys from doing their job, yeah, then he got to go.
I'll cut Isaiah Pacheco from this. I think he's been pretty awful besides 3 or 4 runs. I'll bench Juwan Taylor because at least when he's not getting penalized every other play, he does actually block okay. And then I'll start Butker because I think he's got the most leash as far as this is concerned. He's been.
Do you? You think he's got a bigger leash than the offensive tackle?
Yes.
Do you guys?
He was like best kicker in the league for a long time.
I know, but now we need him to be the best kicker in the league.
I just think they're
going to
give him more chances to do that.
Sure, they are. They will.
Yeah, and I'm being more generous to him, whereas like Isaiah Pacheco, it's already kind of done. I'm out.
Yeah, you're out on him. Yeah. He got back into my good grace. I thought he played pretty good on Sunday.
He's all right,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think you go on, you know, sample size. We've seen enough of Juwan Taylor, which would designate a cut. I would bench Isaiah Pacheco because it's been up and down with his career, injuries, but also plays decent, then doesn't play decent. He's had a rough, you know, go at it this last 8 months or so. And then I think you got to start Harrison Butker. It's been 3 games. And, you know, if not him, then who? Right? You going to go get somebody off the street? You going to trust that guy? It's never, you know.
No, you can't. You got to bring in guys to audition. Harrison Butker was a guy on the street. I mean, he was on a practice squad, right? Sometimes everybody misses on players. Ask Major League Baseball. 10 rounds of Albert Pujols being passed up, right?
Yeah.
It happens. Sometimes guys get missed. And the Chiefs did not miss on Harrison Butker. They had him targeted the whole time. And boy, he came in and played great football for when we needed him to play great football. We still need him to play great football, more so now than ever.
Bet your futures on start bench cut here for MVP. Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson.
Now, I'm Josh Allen in a runaway, I would imagine. Baker Mayfield bench, and I would cut Lamar.
Yeah, I think so too, but I don't think a runaway. I think Baker's got a real case.
You do?
Yeah, because I mean,
do you think just because people want to? Yeah, exactly.
Well, the schedule kind of works out too. Like, they play the Eagles this year. I think they play the Lions. Like, if he wins both those games, they're going to win their division, win 12 or 13 games. They're like the 2 seed. That's if Mike Evans is out for a few weeks, like Chris Godwin's missing time, like the narratives are there for them. That defense isn't that good. The narrative's there.
Is there a dark horse bet at Coach of the Year in Todd Bowles?
Absolutely. That
sounds like you just kind of described the Chiefs.
But that's not entertaining. But, that's not interesting to people.
No, but you did just describe the Chiefs. Do the Buccaneers have an offensive line that's pretty good?
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay.
We go to the weather theme today.
Interesting.
Would you rather take a nap or sleep? Where would you rather sleep? Start, pinch, cut. A downpour, a weekend blizzard, or a thunderstorm at night?
Are these inside or outside?
Well, I hope I'm inside.
Well, you never know. Because a weekend blizzard, you build a fort in the backyard. That's kind of fun. I think a thunderstorm at night, though, is where I start. Downpour, bench, and then I'd cut the weekend blizzard. Someone, I know I'd have to get out there and shovel and or watch Jen shovel, and I'm not interested in this.
Watch Jen. I guess I'm not thinking about that. I'll start thunderstorm at night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, weekend blizzard is a close second, man. That sounds good.
If it starts snowing like Friday at 10 a.m. and doesn't stop until like Sunday at noon, that's great.
That's perfect.
But that requires work.
Yeah, I'm not.
There's work
about that.
At the back end of that.
Yeah, but there's a lot of just excuses to be like, well, I can't do anything.
That's right. Yeah.
Make chili, make a roast.
I just want to win, Jim.
Go get the eggs, toast, and toilet paper.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.